How you live, how you treat others, has a lot to say. In fact, it has everything to say about who you are and what you believe. So how do you live? How do you treat others? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of my greatest regrets is not listening more to my parents when I was young, not learning from their wisdom and living it out sooner. As a result, I made a lot of mistakes and suffered the consequences. So the thing that gets me up out of bed early most mornings to prepare these fresh messages for you and countless others is helping you avoid the mistakes I made, not through anything clever I might dream up, but by bringing the power of God's word to bear in your life. So here it is, 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Those who are God's children do not continue to sin, because the new life God gave them stays in them. They cannot keep sinning because they've become children of God. So we can see who God's children are and who the devil's children are. These are the ones who are not God's children, those who don't do what's right, and those who don't love their brothers and sisters in God's family. Friend, I implore you today, listen to your Father in heaven. Go to God and hand in hand with Him, deal with the sin in your life once and for all. Live your life by His grace, by His power as His child, and not as a child of the devil. Because how you live says everything about whose child you actually are. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The research is absolutely clear. Those who read their Bible four times a week or more are the ones who grow into spiritual maturity and live their lives in victory. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll also receive a free copy of my latest book, Who is Jesus? It's all about helping you become all that God made you to be. Again, that's freshdevotional.org.